Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch us. Love us. Just follow WEEI on Twitch. Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
Bill Belichick's new GM at the University of North Carolina.
That's right. The guy who drafted Jamarcus Russell, number one overall, the Oakland Raiders.
It's Mike Lombardi,
yep.
Formerly of VSiN.
That's right.
On VSiN.
Sure.
So I thought that was nice of him.
Yeah,
giving like, hey, I'm moving on, but I'm going to give you guys an interview.
Guys, North Carolina football is one of the best.
You know, they're going to make inroads in the state of Florida. I don't really... I
haven't gotten into Florida much. It's like, really? If you haven't gotten into Florida, I mean... That's kind of on you, but no, I mean, I think they have a chance to be pretty good. Like, I think Bill Belichick in the ACC, just coaching them up.
All right. So
I am curious how Lombardi factors in and like how they recruit and everything. That's going to be fascinating.
Let me be fair to you on this, Keefe.
Yeah.
And it's a high noon here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Bruins Thursday, which means we'll talk to Razor, Andrew Raycroft coming up about a half an hour from now, but we've been mostly Belichick to UNC and the Red Sox acquiring Garrett Crochet. Brief detour on Gerard Mayo. You can jump in on both. Again, it's 617-779-7937. Let me be fair to you on a couple of things.
All right, please do.
You know, number one, what Lombardi is saying there does make some sense. We're going to carry it like it's professional football. You know, we are going to scout college football like you would pro personnel.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to have what would normally be your director of college scouting. He's going to be a traditional high school recruiter. So there are multiple ways to bring in players. And I've been skeptical about Bill paying and outmaneuvering other schools when it comes to some 18-year-old, or in the case of a transfer, some 22-year-old kid. Bill didn't want to pay Tom Brady at the end.
Mm-hmm.
Bill didn't want to pay myriad free agents over the years that left, and you could say he got it right or wrong, but there's a lot of guys Bill didn't want to pay. And to bring a player in, you have to do that. Not everyone. There were targeted strikes, and even 2021 was a targeted offseason. But largely, Bill had a budget, and he wouldn't move off of it. This should be encouraging for people like you who think Bill will succeed in the recruiting world of college football. This is from Matt Hayes. He covers college football. Sources tell me UNC will increase its NIL package. Nice.
Yes.
We all wish we could.
Yep.
From $4 million a year to $20
million. Significant.
So that, I don't know how that compares. I don't know enough about the NIL world, how that compares to Ohio State. And Michigan and Georgia.
But maybe less than Clemson. But I would imagine in the ACC that's up there.
Well, and it's five times the investment level.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that sounds like he's going to have money to play around with. I don't know that he's going to want to spend it. And I don't know that he's going to want to spend $8 million on one player. But he probably is going to spread that money out. We'll see if the approach works. They are committing to it. And if they're going to commit to it and there's money to spend, it's not like Bill can pocket that.
I also think, like, it's going to be fascinating to see how he goes about it, because one of the reasons he didn't want to pay Brady was the history of football, quarterbacks over 40, there was like four of them that did it. None of them were very good. So like he's like, this guy was not going
to
do it.
Well, and some of it was ego because he didn't want Brady making more than him.
So there's a lot of that. And I don't know how many players are going to make more than him. If what is he making? $10 million? It hasn't come out yet, but that's sort of the guess. So I don't know how many players are going to make more than him. Plus there's that second, third contract for guys where Bill's probably like, I can just get somebody younger and cheaper. It's college. Every guy's young. Every guy's younger. And so the most they can be there is 4 years for him. I mean, outside of like red shirts and everything else. So like it's going to be a short time through. You're going to really try to highlight the year or two. And I do think he's going to be able to get players. So he's going to have to pay them, right? That's sort of how it goes. And I'm sure other guys like Lombardi and Patricia will kind of be in charge of all of that. But I do think there's going to be enough kids that look at it and say, man, if I want to play in the NFL, isn't this guy with his whole staff that's NFL guys, like, can't they get me ready? And, like, there's going to be a lot of attention on North Carolina football next year.
Yeah, look,
they're going to have game day. They're going to have primetime games. They're going to be all over the place.
If Bill wants to, you know, go all out in recruiting and pay kids, he now has the means to do it.
Yeah.
But he's still going to do it.
Right.
And I'm skeptical he will, but North Carolina is giving him the means to do that. So that is a fair point for people who think this is going to work at UNC. You alerted me to this tweet, Keith. Bill Belichick has a press conference, I believe, scheduled for 2 o'clock.
2 p.m. sharp.
I don't know. I mean, is that the kind of thing we're carrying live here? I have no idea what WEEI Afternoons is planning on doing with that. They'll be
balls in their court.
Well, they'll be reacting to it at bare minimum all day long.
Yeah.
Okay. Bill just arrived at Chapel Hill.
Looking good.
Hashtag Chapel Bill, which I'm already sick of.
I don't like it.
I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, I've heard it.
It's fine for a couple of days. If we're doing that all year long, I can't. Yeah. I already can't handle it.
I don't like it.
Three pictures, three images that they sent out. Bill's giving like one of these, like staring into the camera with a big smiley face.
Is it full Carolina blue or
no.
Just close? It's not really full Carolina blue.
Honestly, it's one of the things I noticed too. He's wearing a lot of blue, but I wouldn't say he's wearing any Carolina blue.
No, he didn't have time. It's more purple, right? Is that purple tie?
There's one where he's hopping out of the car where honestly he looks like an old man. I mean, I know he's in his 70s, but I'm just saying he looks it. That's
he
all.
He is, in fact,
I'm
an
like,
old
oh,
man.
Oh, man. You talk about the idea that he could go to UNC for a few years and then the NFL.
Yeah.
I know that's kind of been spitballed. Like, this will be a stepping stone, jumping off point.
No.
He's not coaching for you're not coaching past 80, I wouldn't imagine.
He looks way I feel after level 99.
He looks like an old man. He looks how I feel after level 99 last night. You're right. And then there's a third image, Keith.
That's right.
He's standing here with who? The AD, a chancellor?
Is that the AD? I don't know who that gentleman is, but he
trustee.
Seems important.
He looks like an important. He's an all-business guy.
Yep.
Bill's in the middle, and then flanked to Bill's right, left of the picture, is Jordan.
This is serious. This is serious stuff.
Jordan Hudson.
Yep. She's obviously on lunch break from her classes there at North Carolina. No, but yeah, she's right there. This is no joke. Well, there
she
was that rumor.
They were able to align Bill's press conference with her study hall, which is good.
Was it TMZ or wasn't it a couple weeks ago there was a report that he was like shopping for engagement rings?
That
was one of these like internet reports. So I have no idea, and I don't think anyone
want to know how to really piss off Linda is not just date a 24-year-old.
It was marry one.
Marry.
You could get married to one. If you're Stephen Bryan, aren't you like,
Bill starts his press conference, I pick colleges like I pick my wives.
If you're Stephen Bryan, aren't you like, this is all fun and games, but what's the deal? Like, she's not getting half of this, is she? Like, this is all said and done?
Right.
What's the story? But yeah, she's going to be right there. I don't know if she's going to be on the dais or she's going to be like in the crowd, but
yeah, something tells me she's going to make sure she's front and center. Phil Perry.
Check her Instagram later. You'll probably get a couple photos.
Yeah, she's dressed up as a fish. Phil Perry, by the way, a bunch of the beat writers. I happen to see it from Phil's timeline. Brian Belichick did speak today. Really happy for my dad.
Nice.
I'd imagine he'll be at UNC
shortly. I would think so.
A lot of people are excited, including him. It'll be fun to watch. He loves coaching football. It's what he should be doing, and I think we're all excited to watch it. It's what he should be doing in the NFL, but the NFL doesn't want him. So we'll get to more of your thoughts on that. Tony is in West Springfield. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, long time no talk, guys. Yeah, hey.
This is my mistake.
Big Head Tony.
This is our guy, Big Head Tony. What's up? What's up, Tony?
Yeah. Head honcho. Yeah. stay with me here, but it's almost like this is the closest to being an owner that Bill's ever going to be, right? And I feel like he's setting up the entire program. We've seen what Deion's done, where Belichick is that amplified, isn't it? I mean, he's gonna completely, and I think he's gonna delegate differently than he ever has before too. So the recruiting everybody's worried about. You got maybe this is a bad example, but Rob Gronkowski shows up to a tight end's house to recruit him and build Zoom conferences in. I mean, you got, you know, Teddy Bruschi showing up to a linebacker's house and build Zoom. You know, I don't feel like it's going to be a big thing as far as the recruiting goes. And I got to feel like if you're a manager of 40-year-olds and you hired a 19-year-old hotshot, you're going to treat the two employees differently. So I feel like, and maybe not, but maybe Bill will treat these young kids a lot differently, especially after the last year we've seen Bill.
Maybe.
Act a lot differently.
Maybe he learned something, Tony. It's possible.
I would imagine, you know, how he went about drafting players, which obviously by the end was really not good. I wonder if he will be less hands-on with that. He's like, he's going to go watch all these high school kids play?
No.
Or are they going to come up with a list, be like, these are the guys we want, and then like the final like 10, he's like, all right, I'll go meet.
Dan Wetzel made the point, and this is not, he's not the first to do it. I think it's absurd because Bill has zero personality compared to this guy. But Wetzel made the point that it's like Deion. Deion posts up in Boulder and recruits come to him.
Yeah.
And that's
what Bill could do the same.
Bill could do the same. By the way, text line, always dangerous, 617-779-7937.
Look at that. Call always, in, text in, same number.
Always dangerous to go right off what the text line says. But the text line claims Georgia, Texas, and Ohio State were the largest NIL budgets last year at about $20 million. So if you're competing with that, go do it.
Is that it for Ohio State?
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
You can have Gronk call all the recruits you want. Kids are not going to care about Teddy Bruschi, I'm sorry. Gronk, Brady, names like that, more recent names, might ring out. Bruschi ain't landing any recruits for you. You know, Ty Law, God love him, not landing recruits for you. Yeah, more recent players.
You need the younger guys.
Yeah, Gronk, yeah. Brady, of course. Those guys might. You still got to pay. You still
got to
pay.
Oh, yeah, no, he's got to pay, yeah.
And again, he's got $20 million to spend, but is he going to spend that $20 million and build up the middle of his roster, or is he going to spend $7-8 million on one kid to get him a stud prospect?
Before he even took the job, and we were asking this same question about, you know, he didn't really want to pay in the NFL, would he pay in college? How much of that was Robert Kraft?
Fair.
Because post Bill Belichick, it's more the same. So did Robert Kraft say, hey, work in this budget, and then Bill's making most of the money, and now North Carolina's
we'll find out.
Oh, I know.
If Bill is spending money hand over fist at UNC and landing big recruit after big recruit, it is going to put the spotlight back on Kraft. Totally fair.
I'm curious now because, like, you know, can kids that were already committed to other places, I guess they can, right? Can you decommit and all that stuff?
Sure.
So, like,
the transfer portal is open right now.
I would not be surprised between now and New Year's Day we hear of a couple big swings going to North Carolina.
Oh, I would.
I think so.
I would be surprised.
I think they're going to get. I think they're going to get.
Define a big swing as like a 4 or 5-star kid.
Yep.
I would be surprised.
Right. We'll see.
Okay.
I think it happens, and maybe even a big transfer too. I think some of these transfer kids are going.
Those guys count. I mean,
that counts.
Yeah, that counts as a big ticket.
Like stud dudes. Like,
yes.
I don't know enough about North Carolina football to know how good the kid was that replaced Drake May, but I wonder if, like, you have a new quarterback in there, like you have like a new, you know, middle linebacker for Bill.
We'll hear more from Lombardi coming up, but Lombardi was bragging about UNC's rich quarterback history at one point.
So Mitchell Trubisky,
yes.
Sam Howell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he left out Sam Howell, actually.
Yeah, well, put him in there.
He wasn't so quick to name the
Ronald
quarterback.
Curry?
So quick to name the quarterback here in New England. You'll hear that coming up in a little bit.
Basically, what we did was we traded Bill Belichick for Drake May. North Carolina had to wait a year to get him.
Good trade.
But that was the trade.
That's
I feel like a win for us.
Good trade.
As Patriots fans.
Tremendous trade, actually. Yep. More from Wickersham here. You alluded to some of this earlier, Keith. But
yeah.
I like the image of this. This is how the story starts. They met every week, Bill Belichick and a handful of his former assistants with the New England Patriots. Matt Patricia, Mike Lombardi, Josh McDaniels, to name a few. Men with whom he had won Super Bowls, all of them out of work. I just like the image of those guys all sitting around.
I don't hate it. Like, you guys,
they're like, Patricia, you got anything? He's like,
oh, we'd be doing so much better if we were in charge of that team.
Right.
Like, yep.
Lombardi, Bill says something.
Right, Bill?
He's like, yeah, Bill. Yeah, Bill.
Right, Bill?
Yeah.
Bill, tell us what to think real quick. Hey, tell us our thoughts on this.
Mike, come over here and sniff this real quick.
The smell.
They chat over Zoom. Oh, so they weren't all in the same room.
Oh, sometimes they would Zoom.
And go through each NFL game as they once did in Foxborough.
Nice.
As only they could. Teams. Trends.
Yeah.
Salaries. Schematic shifts. Stuff only they knew to look for.
because, again, football is the most complicated thing in the world. Yeah. Nobody else can do it.
No, I mean, again, it wasn't about Brady. It was about them noticing a schematic shift.
Right. Like when Matt Patricia, went to Detroit, he knew exactly what buttons to press. He knew exactly how to do it.
When Mike Lombardi drafted Jamarcus Russell.
When Josh McDaniels took over the Broncos, he was two steps ahead of everybody.
They knew everything.
Like, please.
When Bill won four games last year.
Yeah, please.
2 years ago. Stuff only they know to look for. Questions only they knew to ask. Mm-hmm. A common language and way of thinking.
They might have a common language.
Well, it's all Bills.
You're right, Bill.
Yeah, they just...
That's the common language. Good call, Bill.
Once the envy of the NFL and beyond, from other sports to business schools, now valued less around the league. The subtext was unspoken but understood. Which NFL teams might make a coaching change this year? And of those teams, which of them might be interested in a 72-year-old eight-time... Let me correct that real quick. That's written just as matter of fact.
Eight-time
Super Bowl champion. He's a six-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah.
And of those teams... Which would Belichick want most? So he goes through the teams, Keith. You ready?
Power ranks them.
According to sources with direct knowledge, the group deemed the Bears were probably the most attractive job. Probably.
Huh.
But team brass was unlikely to consider Belichick. Oh, that's weird.
So they knew. They knew that Chicago was a no-go.
So the best job, they're like,
can't get it.
Not getting it.
Can't get it.
The group expects the same thing most around the league do. The Bears will go offense, hoping to give quarterback Caleb Williams a chance at a career, probably targeting Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson.
But that's, again... Only they would know that.
Yeah.
Not us. No. Not everybody else in the world. Anybody that watched Chicago play, watched Detroit play, and was like, they should get that guy.
Good thing they had those fart-sniffing meetings to come up with that.
So cross them off the list.
Yeah, cross them off the list. And by the way, it's like it said just like, oh, well, they just want to go offense. Another way of saying that is like they don't want Bill to come in and destroy their quarterback. Like that's another way of saying it.
It's
like,
oh,
well, they just want to go offense. What's Bill supposed to do? Like Bill's like,
no.
SOL on that one.
I guess.
Like, no, they don't want him to come in and torch their young quarterback.
Yeah.
The Jets were a non-starter. Bill had issues with owner Woody Johnson back in 2000 before Johnson officially bought the team. And he's been critical this past season in media roles with Johnson's horrific stewardship. Mm. Maybe the Giants, where he spent time in the 80s, could work. But Bill knew that would be a rebuild with the New York press at his heels. Plus, he believes the team would do best to retain its current coach, Brian Daboll.
He likes Brian Daboll.
Oh, so there we go.
The wrong Brian. Bill texted the wrong Brian. Remember when he texted Flores about the Giants job?
So Bill didn't want to rebuild, and B, Bill wants Brian Daboll to keep that job.
Right.
And then there's a weird digression there about the New York press. So that was Bill's choice, I guess.
That would be a disaster of a job, though.
Out of the kindness of his heart.
Giants job would stink.
He'd take it if they offered it.
Yeah.
Dallas was a potential spot. We read this earlier.
Yeah, they kind of skipped past this.
Nobody can take a collection of talent and turn it into a team like Belichick.
Andy Reid's doing a pretty good job.
But nobody knew if owner Jerry Jones would move on from Mike McCarthy, and if he did, if he'd want to hand over the team to Belichick.
So
one, McCarthy might be back, and two, even still, Bill wouldn't be his top choice. I think Dion would be.
But there's also, like, you can read into that, not just... Like, hand over the team. Like, Jerry Jones runs the Cowboys.
Yep.
So, like, would Bill Belichick be okay with Jerry running the Cowboys? Would Jerry...
Oh, hand over
you know what I'm saying?
Hand
it's
over
not just coaching.
True. Yeah, yeah.
He'd point. Be like, no, 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 it's my team.
Good point.
So, maybe that's part of it.
Here's a dig at Jacksonville. They were another potential landing spot, but was it the right one? On his podcast, Lombardi took a shot at Tony Khan, owner of Shad Khan, who for years has run an analytics department, emblematic of the problems with the current NFL. And Lombardi said something to the effect of, you got kids or owners' kids running the analytics department. That's the direction of the NFL.
Yeah. Tony Khan also in charge of a wrestling company.
So I'm supposed to believe Bill wouldn't take, that's true.
Yeah.
Bill wouldn't take the Jacksonville job if it were offered to him. He wouldn't take the Giants job if it were offered to him. He
doesn't want the Jets job.
He might want the Jets job. He might take the Cowboys job.
Or the Bears.
But he wants full control there. Jerry might not give him full control. And all this.
I do give him credit for being proactive in not waiting to the end of the year and knowing that he's going to be left out and like reading it now and being like, all right, I'm not getting a job now. Then I might as well. I want a coach.
But I think he knows that call's not coming. I think
he knows that's
that.
What I'm saying.
Yes, yes, yes. But no, like, you're saying it proactive, like he might be missing out on an opportunity.
No,
I think
he's
he knows
not.
The opportunity.
No, he
coming.
Knows that. Yeah. But I think a year ago at this time he didn't know that,
yes,
and
true.
He wouldn't have thought that.
Yes.
And I'm sure Mike Lombardi and Patricia could have talked him in his ear, been like, "Hey, let's just wait and stay in the NFL. There's got to be a job for us," like because those guys can't believe it.
Yep.
Like Lombardi can't believe it. So Bill, to his credit, was like, "It's not happening, and I don't want to do Manning, Cast, and McAfee anymore. So I'm going to go." Explore college, and first job he interviewed for, he got. So a lot of this is coming from the Seth Wickersham article on ESPN right now, programming note, Wickersham's going to be on afternoons today. Oh, 2:30.
Great. Nice.
So it's going to be Arcand and Fitzy. Looks like Hart has the day off. So Arcand and Fitzy have Wickersham 2:30.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, tune in. So you got the Bill press conference at 2.
Yep.
They'll be reacting to that. And then Wickersham at 2:30. Mark that down. Listen live on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Get it on your phone so you can listen to Seth Wickersham today at 2:30 on WEEI Afternoons. So Wickersham wrote again. He wrote this before that Bill was not a finalist, a top three finalist for the Falcons job. Bill actually was bristling at the idea that Terry Fontenot was talking in those meetings like he knew more about the draft than Bill.
I can sort of see both sides of it, right? Because if you're like Fontenot or somebody else, you're like, Bill, you haven't drafted very well. But if you're Bill and you hear anybody else like telling you what to do, you're like, dude.
But that's a Bill problem.
Yeah. Well, you're not getting the job.
Bill's sitting there going, yeah, I'll work with the GM. But then his first meeting with the potential GM in Atlanta, he's bristling at it and being like, this guy doesn't know more than me.
But plus,
Bill would never subjugate ego and just coach. He would never do that.
No, but I also think most owners and GMs know that. Yeah, they know just that. Like, he's not going to do that. On top of, if he brings in all of his guys, it's the same. Now you have the one voice being like, I really want to, you know, trade up. And, like, Patricia Judge and both of his kids. They're like, no.
It's a boardroom where, you're
completely outnumbered.
The votes are cooked. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I just find that to be amusing. And also in this story is that, and this is not the first time Wickersham wrote this, Kraft helped to tank Bill's candidacy in Atlanta.
That's dirty.
So
that is dirty pool.
I don't rule any of that out. And, you know, Bill also has himself to blame for that. I don't exactly think he was the most respectful of his boss over the years. And now his boss is lashing out.
This is a big win for Kraft, by the way. Because,
going to UNC?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you already saw Tom Brady blow up in your face. The first year wins a Super Bowl elsewhere. So that made you look horrible. You stuck with Bill. Bill did have a chance. Now, not that you and I were betting on it, but if Bill went to another team and turned them around or did really well, so now Kraft let both those guys finish their career somewhere else, and they both did really well.
Yeah.
He can win 5 national titles at North Carolina. It's not going to affect Kraft. No. It didn't happen in the NFL.
No. I mean, maybe it's a little bit of bad PR in the meantime.
Well, it's like, look how good he is.
Bill's doing a lot of winning, and Mayo's winning 3 games again.
But, like, can you imagine if you had...
Oh, if he did it in the NFL?
And not only that, like, against Mayo and, like, the Patriots? Like, played the Patriots and pulled his pants down and just, like, out-coached them.
And he would.
You'd be like, what? And, so Kraft doesn't have to worry about that.
Nope.
That's a big win for Kraft.
Another win for Kraft. And so, look, I mean, Kraft's being a giant baby if he's tanking Bill's candidacy for these jobs. But, again, you kind of get what you deserve, Bill. 617-779-7937. We got your thoughts on that. We'll get back to the Red Sox as well. Later on this hour, is Garrett Crochet worth the price? Are the Red Sox done? We had Craig Breslow on the show earlier today. I thought there were some very interesting answers there. So we'll get back into it. Plus, it's a Bruins Thursday. Andrew Raycroft and Nesson joins us right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Bill Belichick has reached an agreement on a 5-year deal to become the new head coach at the University of North Carolina. Belichick will be introduced at a press conference today at 2 p.m. Red Sox have acquired left-handed pitcher Garrett Crochet in a trade with the Chicago White Sox. In return, the Red Sox will be sending Chicago 4 prospects. Celtics and Bruins return to action tonight. At 7:30, the Seas host the Detroit Pistons. Jason Tatum, Jordan Walsh, and Jaden Springer are all questionable, and Sam Hauser is doubtful for tonight's game. The Bruins are in Seattle to play the Kraken. Puck drop is at 10 o'clock. Patriots are back on the practice field today at 12:45 as preparations continue for Sunday's matchup against the Cardinals in Arizona. And week 15 in the NFL begins with a Thursday night football matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff is at 8:15, and you can hear the call of the game right here on 93.7 WEEI-FM with Westwood One's coverage beginning at 7:30. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.